due to weather. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. Although aid has been unloaded in a secure area on shore for several days, humanitarian agencies have stopped picking it up and distributing it throughout Gaza because of insecurity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged America's unwavering support for Ukraine and announced more than $1.5 billion in aid for the country's energy sector on Saturday.
The United States is committed to helping Ukraine rebuild. To that end, today, I am pleased to announce that the United States will provide more than $1.5 billion to address Ukraine's humanitarian and energy needs and to help relieve the suffering of the people of Ukraine.
Harris made the announcement at the Ukraine Peace Summit in Lucerne, Switzerland, where she met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The $1.5 billion includes $500 million in new funding for energy assistance and the redirecting of $324 million in previously announced funds toward emergency energy infrastructure repair and other needs in Ukraine, the vice president's office said. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians, vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Anti-racism groups are joining French unions and a brand new left-wing coalition in protests in Paris and across France against the surging nationalist far right. The demonstrations on Saturday afternoon come as parties engage in frenzied campaigning for snap parliamentary elections. Protesters fear that the elections will produce France's first far-right government since World War II. Crowds have been gathering daily ever since Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration national rally made historic gains in the European Parliament elections on Sunday. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to address a group of seven summit on Friday, warning world leaders that artificial intelligence must never be allowed to get the upper hand over humanity. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The head of one of the oldest institutions on Earth on Friday issued a warning about the future. He said AI represented an epochal transformation for mankind.
We would condemn humanity to a hopeless future if we took away people's ability to make decisions about themselves.
In his remarks, he said that AI risked undermining human dignity and, in particular, condemned its use in warfare. Referring to what he called lethal autonomous weapons, he urged leaders to ban their use, saying, quote, no machine should ever choose whether to take the life of a human being. The G7 on Friday said they would draw up a plan to anticipate future skills to take advantage of the pending AI revolution.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. The beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police has been ousted following months of criticism that he wasn't doing enough to protect officers under assault by gangs. France Elby was replaced by former Haitian police chief Normel Rameau on Saturday. Rameau was dismissed from the post nearly 4 years ago under a different administration, but will once again take the helm of an underfunded and ill-equipped department that only has some 4,000 officers on duty. More than 2,500 people have been killed or injured across Haiti in the first 3 months of the year as gang violence continues to surge. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Hits only the Voice of America.